From WBUR Boston and NPR, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point. Wall Street is a playground of money and power, a lot of men, and a few women. Those women are at the center of a new film, Equity, which explores their ambition, their choices, their drive to succeed, and the challenges they face as women trying to climb to the top. This hour, On Point, women, power, money, Wall Street, and the new film, Equity. You can join us on air and online, where this conversation is always on women. Have you gone after money and power on Wall Street or in your own workplace? What did you find? Join us anytime at onpointradio.org or on Twitter and Facebook at onpointradio. Let me give you just a little sound of the new film, Equity. In it, Wall Street powerhouse Naomi Bishop, plays by Anna Gund, who played Skyler, the wife in Breaking Bad, talks about what motivates her, talks in a very straightforward, unashamed way about what motivates her on Wall Street.
I like money. I do. I like numbers. I like negotiating. I love a challenge, turning a no into a yes. But I really do like money. I like knowing that I have it. I grew up in a house where there was never enough. I was raised by a single mom with four kids. I took my first job on Wall Street so I could put my little brothers through college. But I am not going to sit here and tell you that I only do what I do to take care of other people, because it is okay to do it for ourselves, for how it makes us feel. Secure? Yeah. Powerful? Absolutely. I am so glad that it's finally acceptable for women to talk about ambition openly. But don't let money be a dirty word. We can like that too.
Anna Gunn, playing Naomi Bishop in the new film, Equity. Joining me now from Culver City, California's director, writer, editor, Mira Menon. She was director of the coming-of-age film, Farrah Goes Bang, and is director of the new film, Equity. You can link to the trailer at our website, onpointradio.org. Mira Menon, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
And with us from San Diego is Alicia Reiner. In Equity, she plays a prosecutor in the U.S. Attorney's Office who investigates white-collar crime. She's also a producer on the film and first conceived of the idea with Sarah Megan Thomas, who also stars in the film. Alicia Reiner plays assistant warden Fig in the Netflix series Orange is the New Black. Alicia Reiner in San Diego, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I have to say I was, first of all, compliments Alicia. You play the prosecutor wonderfully in this film. I watched it last night and really enjoyed it. And Mira, I really want to talk about your approach to directing this very, very interesting presentation. But it wasn't what I expected when you hear about women on Wall Street. Maybe this is from a decade ago now, but it was all about how the guys go on binges at strip clubs and it's a sort of a frat house and the women are dealing with just a wild, raucous testosterone party. It is really women at the center of this, and it's not about that portrayal, the character, call it what you will. It's more subtle, Alicia. You were there from the ground floor on this. You're really not looking at the frat house. You're looking at women who are in there and trying to exercise their ambition.
And that actually was the original conception, is all we've ever seen of women in this world is in the background or a mistress or a stripper, you know, it's, I like.
Or being dragged along to a strip club by men and sitting
exactly.
in the corner.
Yeah. And by the way, we heard plenty of those stories. And there were levels of sexism and machismo that we simply couldn't even put in the script because it was so outrageous. But that's not the story we really wanted to tell.
What is the story that you saw here, Mira, when the script or the treatment first came to you? I mean, these days when you say Wall Street, and a lot of people say, "Oh, ugh, no, thank you," but this isn't a kind of let's tear Wall Street up for its for the way it's trashed parts of the economy. This is something subtle about the inside, which isn't exactly the main theme on Wall Street right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what drew me to it, was this incredible writing, you know, executed by the screenwriter, Amy Fox, that really kind of focused on the games and dynamics that are at play within the bank itself, the ways in which people kind of struggle for relevance, especially in a kind of rapidly kind of regulated and kind of thinned out environment post 2008, the ways in which that struggle for relevance, grasp for power becomes that much more acute, especially when you're a woman in a position in a male dominated environment where that has historically and kind of continues to be denied to you.
A thinned out environment. This is not the deep, deep gravy days of Wall Street. Still plenty of money there, but not like it was. There's a point early on in the film where Sarah Megan Thomas, playing Erin Manning in the film. And of course, Alicia, you and Sarah were the ones who got this off the ground. She goes to her boss, played by Anna Gunn, Naomi Bishop, and is looking for a promotion, a raise.
Everyone's saying there's going to be some movement around here. So I'm wondering if now might be the time to talk about that promotion.
No. Now is not the right time. HR is out there snatching blackberries.
I get that. But I've been undercompensated 2 years in
Erin,
a row.
I told you I'd make a push for you, and I will. But it is a down year.
HR is out there snatching blackberries, i.e., I guess, taking back the company telecoms when people get fired or laid off. Alicia, describe the setting, the basic story in which we find these women in this Wall Street bank.
Well, it's funny. I was just picturing that scene. And right before that scene, we've seen Naomi Anna Gunn in the elevator, and you see someone who's just been fired.
Yeah.
And you really get that feeling, which we really haven't seen this world post 2016, you know, mm-hmm. post the financial crisis. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to show this new world where there are these regulations and where there is compliance and how do you navigate, and where people really are afraid for their jobs, and particularly women. Because one thing we found interviewing so many of these women is Naomi's journey is so similar or the same as this journey we heard from so many women. We've never seen a woman at the top of a big bank. We just, it's never happened. And statistically speaking, we have 8% of women CEOs in this country, 4% women CFOs. Mm-hmm. And those statistics are appalling.
Describe the situation that the character Naomi Bishop, Anna Gunn plays her, is at as we join this story here.
Mm-hmm.
She's a big wheel,
yep.
Not the top, but she's a big wheel in this bank. But she's at a fraught moment, and it's interesting how that plays out for her as a woman. But describe the situation she's in.
So she's been at the bank since she graduated, and she's done remarkably well. She's become their specialist in social media, and she's brought a lot of companies public very successfully.
Which brings a lot of money to a bank that does the
enormous
does that
amounts,
task. Yep.
And you know, hundreds of millions. And she just had her first misstep right before this movie started, where, you know, and you're never sure why. And one of the things we really
she had a deal that didn't go well,
about,
or
yeah,
mm-hmm. We see headlines and about that. So she's had her
exactly.
Face,
her that's
nose
how
up,
we
didn't it?
Start the film, mm-hmm. And she's looking for her next big deal. And again, to the outrageous credit of Amy Fox, one thing she really tapped into and put into this script, yes, Amy Fox is our screenwriter, is how women internalize failure and how we, if we make one wrong step, how we can let that play in our heads. And ironically, I'm working on a different movie right now called The Female Brain, where it's based on a book, and it's based on a science book called The Female Brain. And I was just reading about how biologically men have this get back up-ness that women simply don't. And we have to teach ourselves that more. And I think our lead character is in one of those moments where she's just fallen down.
Mira, did you see this as a kind of study of oppression of women in a corporate setting, Wall Street in this case, or something more subtle? Clearly there are moments of that, but something more subtle.
Yeah, I mean, I really saw it as just like a kind of the struggle. Yeah, again, that struggle for relevance, that struggle to maintain a certain level in a competitive and, again, kind of environment that has thinned out and kind of as a result has that much fewer kind of opportunities to really be pulled up, promoted, and rewarded for the work that, for example, this character has done for decades. And then, I mean, what I found to be really great about the writing and the development of the story was that the gender politics feed into that and inform that and kind of amplify that that struggle that's already inherent in the game already, you know.
There are moments in that struggle, though, where the women come at this in a way or with issues that are very gender-related. Pregnancy
right.
comes up, and we'll talk about that, but the desperate moves to hide pregnancies, women who, as you say, Alicia, get very close to the top, and then it becomes tough to actually get to the top. And in all of this, women blaming themselves when things don't go quite as they hoped. Alicia Reiner, please stand by in San Diego. It's great to have you here. One of the actresses who got this off the ground in the first place was Sarah Megan Thomas, the new film Equity. Mira Menon is director of the film with us from Culver City, California today. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back. Talking this hour about women in the workplace, women on Wall Street in particular, in the new film Equity. Its director, Mira Menon, joins us from Culver City, California today. Also with us, Alicia Reiner, who is one of the stars of the film, got it off the ground in the first place. She plays a prosecutor in the U.S. Attorney's Office, which gets right into the thick of some gnarly situations in the film Equity. You can join us as well. Women, what's your experience on Wall Street or beyond in the workplace when it comes to the big moments, the big positions, rising up the ladder? Maybe getting in the door isn't the issue anymore. Maybe it is. What have you found when you got there? Here's a little moment from the trailer of the film where Naomi Bishop, played by Anna Gunn, again from Breaking Bad, has her eyes on her boss's job. Here from the trailer.
I guess you've heard the talk.
They'll be naming a new global head.
I'm going to be frank with you.
The perception is that you run people the wrong way.
Ooh. And maybe that's enough to stop it dead in its tracks right there. Alicia, Mira, we've got women calling in for the two of you. Diane in Providence, Rhode Island. Diane, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm the clip you just played about women rubbing people the wrong way absolutely plays with me. I know that I was sent to charm school, and literally a week of program in California in order to learn to stop rubbing people the wrong way. None of the male people at my level were ever sent to charm school. It was the same with being expected to bake the brownies, rack the packages for the Christmas gift program, etc. I was expected to do those.
You mean literally bake the brownies even as you rose through the ranks?
Yes, yes, sir. In order
Please don't say sir.
Along,
That's fine.
I kid you not. In order to get along with everybody, women are expected to do those quote-unquote female things like run the Christmas drive, wrap the packages, and bake the brownies at the same time that they're traveling the world as I was, doing acquisitions and joint ventures in countries as far away as Japan and India. And it was just... It was a layer on top of the normal expectations because it was just that much more difficult as a female.
Diane, I appreciate your call. Alicia Reiner, in your film, in Equity, it's not, please go bake the brownies. It's more subtle, sort of a little further up the food chain than that. And yet, real issues emerge here. Help us understand some of the bumps that the women in the film, their characters, face as they're working to be in the center of the action on Wall Street.
Well, thank you so much for calling, Diane. I so appreciate your struggle. And it, so many women we talked to, because we really did base this on all of these interviews, experienced this like very thin tightrope they had to walk between being nice and not rubbing anyone the wrong way, and this thing of you don't want to be too weak, you don't want to be too strong, you don't want to be too old, you don't want to be too young. And in reference to baking the brownies, the only comment we have about that is we actually, you know, in an IPO, when you're doing a roadshow, you talk about a bake-off. So we do have our one bakery reference in the film that you'll appreciate.
Where all the different bankers are trying to compete for the business and see who's going to get to take the young company public.
Exactly. Thank you, Tom. Mm-hmm. And but I think more importantly, one thing that I think Diane experienced and we deal with is unconscious bias. And these biases we all have about gender stereotypes and gender roles that are not necessarily people trying to be hurtful or overt sexism, but it's their own unconscious bias that comes out in their language or expectations.
I mean, there's also this moment, Mira, when they are working with the young company that they're want to take public, and they're trying to work out the deals of how it's going to go, and it gets bumpy. Anna Gunn's young sidekick is the wrong word, but protege.
VP, yeah.
VP, yeah, VP, Erin Manning, this is played by Sarah Megan Thomas. She's younger. You can see that the young entrepreneur who wants to take his company public is looking at her in kind of a sexual way. She uses that, I guess, for a minute in a conversational setting to help bring him on board. And here's a moment where later Naomi Bishop in the film, Anna Gunn, gives her some advice. This is not the kind of advice a male protege was likely to have to hear.
When Ed hits on you, you have to handle him professionally and very gently.
Yeah. I know how this works.
Is that just part of the deal, Mira? Just have to know how to handle it when, as if it's preordained, the guy's going to hit on you.
Right, right. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. I do think that's something that in that moment, Naomi, Anna Gunn's character, is trying to, you know, counsel and help Erin into understanding, like, how to navigate this when this happens. But, you know, from her perspective, from Erin's perspective, it could it's being interpreted as a bit condescending or perhaps a little too interventionist, you know, because it was something we heard about over and over again, which I really appreciated, is so much of this business is about how you operate in a room. And that feels like a kind of a thing that is so specific when you're a woman navigating that room, when you're a woman kind of positioned as a voice of authority in that room. How is that interpreted based on the client, the age of the client, the gender of the client? That these are the kind of issues that are being explored in that scene in particular, the scene that precedes the clip you just played. We see both of these women kind of kind of trying to negotiate their relationship with this young male client in very different ways. And we see it kind of having very different effects.
Fascinating, because women now in the room, but then when you're there, exactly how do you handle that? Alicia Reiner, Mira Menon, please stand by in California. Candy Strait joins us right now from Newark, New Jersey. She is an executive producer and a primary investor in the film Equity. She came to that out of a long career of her own in private equity, financial services, insurance. Candy Strait, thank you very much for being with us.
Tom, thank you very much for having me.
Why did you step up to back this film?
There were a few reasons. Number one, when I met Sarah and Alicia, I found two women that were passionate about this subject, and I'm passionate about helping women on Wall Street. They were, they had a plan, and they knew where they were headed, and they had a script. I read the script, and like many people, I fell in love with the script. So I decided to become an investor, and I decided to hold some meet and greets with my friends, women and men, friends on Wall Street, and that was the beginning of it. I only gave them a small investment to begin with, and I'll be honest with you, as they attached Mira, and I met Mira, I decided to go to a higher level. And then when they attached Anna Gunn to the project, they were totally executing their business plan. I then became executive producer and became the largest investor.
Did you do it because you want some further, illumination out there about the situation women are in on Wall Street? Do you see in your work that women are still disadvantaged or up against a knottier challenge when it comes to succeeding?
Well, Wall Street is a male-dominated industry. And as Alicia said, I do believe that unconscious bias continues to exist. And it's more difficult for women to navigate those waters sometimes than men. And there are very few women at the very top level where our character Naomi is. Today, there are many more women at the VP level, but not at the level at where Naomi is. And she wants to be the lead, the head of her whole department. And there's a scene where she said, I always wanted to be a rainmaker. And there are very few, if any, rainmakers on Wall Street. And as Alicia said, there's never been a woman CEO of a major investment bank or financial services company in America, whereas other companies, there are a few women CEOs, but not in this industry. So I thought it was important to tell this story. And plus the fact, I think it's just a good story, and I love movies.
you cannot argue with that. I mean, Alicia, there's this moment where the character played by Sarah Megan Thomas is trying to hide the fact that she's pregnant. She's pouring her drink out in her martini out in the bathroom rather than drink it. And Anna Gunn's character sees that. And in that moment, you see a kind of panic in the eyes of the young VP, the sense that if this sort of natural reality of life comes to be understood, her career is in big, instant trouble.
Mm-hmm. I will say, you know, we did so much research about that moment, about when you decide to be a parent in this or any industry. Mm-hmm. And I spoke to a friend of mine who consults with Fortune 50 companies across the board. And the thing that women are most afraid of is, how do I balance that moment when I need to both be a parent and a worker and a great worker? And, you know, I will say personally, I hid my pregnancy until I was about almost 7 months because I was doing two different jobs that I didn't want to let go of. The other thing that we don't talk about in the movie but is a huge thing is, you know, so they call it off-ramping when women leave the workforce to become parents and on-ramping when they try and come back. And companies really want these women to come back, ostensibly, because there's so much wasted potential there. But it's really challenging to give them the resources they need to be able to do that as parents now, and to create the space for them to come back. And it's a real challenge.
But her boss is a woman. Now, as portrayed here, she's a woman who hasn't had children as far as I could tell. But Mira, you're directing this off the script in a way that where the younger woman who is now pregnant does not see her as a nurturing older woman who's going to help her with that. Rather, she perceives her boss, a woman, as a threat. She can't even let a woman superior know that she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think, part of what we also discussed in the kind of reveal of that moment, it's that it's so early in Erin's pregnancy that she hasn't let anyone in her work environment yet know that this is something that's happening. But from Naomi's perspective, from Anna Gunn's character's perspective, we talked a lot about how that moment occurs right after she goes out on a limb and tells her superior that Erin did a great job securing this client and getting this deal. and how that that really informs her reaction in that moment. She, you know, both just kind of put herself out on a limb for her VP, but also, you know, and so there's that, but there's also these kind of reflections or glimmers of how it makes her think about her own choices and the kind of limitations in her own set of choices she was able to make in her own life. There was certainly a kind of generational gap between the two characters that we were interested in exploring, like what are the sets of choices that a woman in Naomi's position, kind of having been in that industry as long as she's been in it, how what are the kind of set of choices she was presented with along the way, and how are they different from the set of choices Aaron's character is being presented with?
Candy Strait, you've worked in this world for a long time. In Equity, this Wall Street environment is full of so much. It's so fraught. It seems so full of fear. Everybody seems afraid of falling off the high wire at any moment. Is that just now, after the great heyday is a little bit behind us? Is it always there? Is it particularly fraught for women? Is their position more tenuous? Do guys feel the same thing? Like, oh, my, I could fall off at any moment and be done?
Well, I do think guys feel the same thing. One thing you have to realize about Wall Street, the good news about Wall Street, it's competitive. So there's a lot of promotion based on merit because it's an extremely competitive industry. But that competition, particularly as the pyramid narrows, as you get higher up, you're competing against very qualified people. So it is nerve-wracking. And I do think, you know, both Naomi and the Aaron character are feeling it. And Aaron, you know, studies show that when women take time off for pregnancy, I don't care if it's 3 weeks or, you know, 3 months or 6 months, they tend to get behind as it relates to the pay. You know, you just get delayed. Mm-hmm. And you see differences in pay, women 20 years out if they've had a few children and versus men. And so I think women are always thinking about that. And I think you could also argue in the case of Aaron, which I think I know many people have had this situation, come bonus time, people really try to hide their pregnancy because they don't want their bosses to think they're not going to give it their full all because they're now pregnant. And so, and in Wall Street, a lot of your pay is based on bonus. It's not based on your base salary. So it's an extremely difficult industry, extremely competitive. And watching these two women, as I say, navigate the dangerous waters of Wall Street, and men have to navigate it too, was to me just fascinating. And it reminded me a lot of my career and how I tried to navigate it.
Equity, the film, brings it way forward from back in 1980 at Working Girl, Melanie Griffith playing Tess McGill. Just listen to her voice. Now you've got sort of strong women in here. It's fraught, but they're strong. Working Girl, 1988, she's making her pitch to an investment banker, played then by Harrison Ford.
Buying into radio would in one fell swoop accomplish two important tasks. It would give Trask a solid base in broadcasting, and because of FCC regulations forbidding foreign ownership of radio stations, it would wipe out the threat of a Japanese takeover.
Okay, part of that's just Melanie Griffith, but there's no more mirror of that sort of girlish delivery in Equity. These are serious players. Watch out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think this is something also Anna really brings to the character of Naomi is a kind of soft power, a completely different approach to how she kind of commands a room, that kind of that low tenor of voice, but mm-hmm. that kind of a authority in terms of understanding what she's talking about, knowing who she's talking to. So, yeah, I think we were kind of painting a completely different portrait of a woman in the room.
A long way from that, a little bit of a pigtails feeling there with Melanie Griffith in Working Girl. We're talking about women in the workplace, women on Wall Street in the new film Equity. Director Mira Menon is with us. Alicia Reiner's here, stars in the film. Candy Strait is with us, a central investor in the film, executive producer with her own long career on Wall Street. Carly Simon here, Let the River Run, from Working Girl in 1988. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back. Tom Ashbrook, this is On Point. We're talking this hour about women in the workplace, women on Wall Street, and the new film, Equity. Its director, Mira Menon, joins us. Alicia Reiner is with us. She plays a prosecutor in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Equity and was central to getting the project off the ground in the first place. Candy Strait is with us, executive producer of Equity. After a long career in private equity and financial services, Wall Street, you could say, insurance herself, she's backed the film. You can join us this hour. Men in the money world, what do you see out there? Women, is this your world on Wall Street or beyond? They're at the heart of the story in this film, Equity. There's an initial public offering coming, and Naomi Bishop, played by Anna Gunn from Breaking Bad, played the wife Skylar there, is leading that. She confronts her colleague and boyfriend, Michael Connor, played by James Purefoy, who's being investigated himself for insider trading about a rumor that could sabotage the IPO.
Once the rumors start...
Hey, start your own rumors. Do you know how to play this game?
What the f*** is wrong with you? What did you do? Did you take my phone?
You're wearing a wire.
What do you think?
Let's take our clothes off and find out.
It's a jungle out there. Fran in Natick, Massachusetts. Fran, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Tom. I'm really excited to see this movie when it opens in Cambridge next weekend. My question is really about the parallel process that Alicia, Mira, and Candy saw in the development and execution of the movie, because Hollywood is, of course, male-dominated as well. So what I wanted to know was, what was it like working on a film that was executive produced by women, directed by women, a lot of strong female characters? Was it any different than other kinds of films that may have been produced, directed by men or with a heavily male-influenced effort?
Interesting. Alicia, Mira, what do you say?
I'll start, and then I really want to hear Mira's experience. You know, for me, it was incredibly empowering to start with this kernel of an idea and develop it and have the freedom to say, oh, you know, in the film, I play a woman married to another woman and a woman of color. And as the producer, no one can tell me no. And I created, you know, in doing that, more roles for women. And to be able to say, I want a female director, I want a female writer. And, you know, this is something obviously Sarah and I said together. And no one could say no. And that, you know, Candy not only didn't say no, but was all about that as well. And it was incredibly empowering and exciting. And then on an onset level, Mira was such, you know, and is such a brilliant director. And for me, created not only a sense of such intelligence and knowledge and wisdom about this arena, but as an actor, created a sense of safety and comfort to allow me to feel free as an artist, which I think I don't want to specifically say is because she's a woman, but I certainly don't think it hurt.
Mira, do you feel that some days, oh, I wish I was in an industry that was more diverse in its gender power?
Of course. I mean, I think that's part of the fight we're all fighting. But what I think was so smart about the way Alicia and Sarah pulled this together, and I assume what attracted Candy and so many investors to the project, and what continues to attract people to take interest in seeing the film, is recognizing that investing in women and promoting women and bringing women along for the ride is not just helping the cause. It's good business. I think it's really what's getting the word out there for this film. So I just think it was kind of brilliant on all levels.
We got lots of response online here. Addison on Twitter wants us to remember that there are some women at the head of banks. He says, is the IMF considered a banking institution? Is Christine Lagarde the head, not a woman? So, all right. Duly noted. Catherine in Providence, Rhode Island. Catherine, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm. What's your story?
The reason I used to work in high-tech marketing, and I was the director of PR for a startup, and the principals there had come directly from Wall Street, and they brought with them to this Boston startup this Wall Street ethos And this one principal was extraordinarily abusive. He had at times thrown things at my head. And he had this one assistant, a smart, educated woman, who she became like a beaten dog. And one day I walked into the ladies' room, and she's standing there, and she's crying, and she's looking at his dirty blender. And
why did she have his blender in the bathroom?
Because she had to take care of all his personal needs, like making his protein shake. And she took it in there, and she's standing there, and she said, "I just want to wash it in the toilet bowl."
That bad, kind of brutal. Candy, that's your world. Is that just built in?
Well, I'll tell you, things probably haven't changed. I turned down in 1969, when I graduated from college, one job offer because the VP at a major bank that was going to hire me said to me, "This will be a great learning experience for you, and you can go out and buy presents for all our clients." And I just know that the men he was interviewing, he would have never said that to. So I didn't go to that bank. I went to another bank. But it does exist. Those types of individuals will exist anywhere. And my comment is, if that's really who you're dealing with, somebody who's going to throw something at you or get so angry about throw something, you really don't want to be there. I don't care what industry you're in. I've helped a lot of women in politics, and I've known a few people in politics who are crazy, too. And so you just got to get yourself out of that situation.
Alicia, is the message of your film Equity that it is or would be different if it were women running these offices?
I always shy away from saying that we have a message per se. I think we wanted to present a lot of truths that we heard and saw and experienced through these women. And, you know, I got a note from a friend of my mom's this morning that said it's an unconventional but ultimately realistic tale. And that's really what we wanted. And we wanted to create a really awesome thriller that people enjoy in the movie theater. You know, I love that we're having conversations like this because this is why we made the film. But we also really just wanted to make a super entertaining thriller. And that's the fun balance that I think this movie has is we get to do both things. And hopefully as we have more and more of these conversations, we look at how we can incite change. And, you know, one of my mentors is Candy, and she really is an amazing example of put your money where your mouth is. And there's actually an amazing producer, Effie Brown, who I heard speak at Sundance, and she talks about how we can change things for women using three words, which is hire, invest, and mentor. And every time you have the choice, hire a woman. Every time you can, invest in women. That means buying movie tickets to films that women have made. And if you can't do either of those things, you can always mentor a woman. You can always support a woman. So if there's a message, that would be it.
I mean, women are not throwing things at each other's heads in this film, Candy, but there's a pretty tough hardball in here. It's hard to avoid the message, at least that, the women in here play rough too, just in a different way. I mean, do you think, Candy, that Wall Street would be a different, better place if women ran more of it, or the dynamics of high finance and capitalism that drive it would leave it the same?
Well, there's always going to be those dynamics of capitalism and high finance and pressure. There's a lot of pressure on Wall Street. But I believe firmly that when you increase the diversity of an organization, you increase opinions, collaboration, and other ideas that might not come forward that would be good ideas will come forward. So I'm a big believer in the importance of diversity. And That's something I've always felt, and I've seen that, and I've seen that in rooms. And one of the things, if you look at the movie, when the Anna Gunn character is getting on the elevator to go up to her office, she's surrounded by men. Mm-hmm. When the Anna Gunn character walks through the trading floor, she's the only woman walking through that trading floor. It's all men. And that's what you basically see. Now, maybe today in a trading floor, you're going to see two women, and the rest are going to be all men. But I think you really need to increase that diversity. And when I talk to women who've seen this movie, they have noticed this. They notice it. And I've talked to women in politics who say the same thing. We're frequently the only female in the room, and we would love to have another female voice. And our movie, it has to have tension. And it is a movie. This is not a documentary. Mm-hmm. So we want people to see it as a thriller and maybe not sure how it's going to end. And even after they see the ending, not sure how it ended. That was the fun of watching Mira and Alicia and Sarah and Naomi do this movie. There's a lot of ambiguity and how it ends in the end. And so I think that's going to be fun for people.
Patty in Montgomery, Alabama. Patty, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hello. Yes, my name is Patty, and I work at a civil engineering firm. Actually, we do all disciplines. It's an A&E firm. We do mostly work for the United States government, Department of Defense work. And I am the only female engineer in the entire company. And it's not just Wall Street or Hollywood where this bias takes place. During the downturn with government sequestration, we lost a lot of the funding for our projects, and they let a lot of people go. They let an African-American man go that had been there 24 years, and they let a man go that was approaching retirement age who had been there 6 years. I was the only one kept besides my boss, who is vice president of civil, and his number two. And now they, after 11 and a half years of faithful service, they want to let me go because of, quote unquote, I rub people the wrong way. And I'm not, you know, I don't fit into their culture, and they want to hire a white man to take my place. Whom I have to train before they let me go.
So this is happening as we speak, Patty.
Yes.
It happens.
Yes.
And you don't think it's that they have to cut back and you're just next in line to go. You think it's because you're a woman.
No, they're actively seeking a white man to replace me.
And thank you so much for calling in, Patty.
He fits into the corporate culture. What?
I said thank you so much for calling in and bringing up this point that sadly it is not just Wall Street's issue or Hollywood's issue. It is, you know, there are truths that we talk about in this film that I don't, you know, I've had so many women come up to me from all different corporate environments and work environments saying, oh, my God, thank you. I'm a little nauseous because I recognized so much here. And it's unfortunate. And it is... To me, what you're talking about is a little bit about what I was mentioning earlier about the untapped potential of women, what we're losing from our workforce because of that fear of, oh, what if she wants a family?
I have to ask you, Alicia, because there's so many comments online that go to this about setting this story of women in the workplace on Wall Street right now, when Wall Street is not popular. I mean, let me give you something. Mark says, I'm going to find it difficult to feel any sympathy whatsoever for parasites being discriminated against by other parasites as they work to systematically suck vitality from the pensions and life savings of hardworking people who actually make a contribution to society. I mean, that tone is all through here. Another listener said, I support pay equity, but I'm not feeling sorry for female bankers only getting 80% of undeserved bonuses and salaries. Matt says, I don't really care about women trying to be as corrupt as men. Does this setting sell your? You say you don't want to have a message, but there's a message.
I will say number one, just go see the movie and then let's talk about it. Like, you know, you have my Twitter handle. Feel free to see the movie and then we can tweet about it. And I think one thing we talk about is we're a much more realistic version of Wall Street than you've ever seen. We've only seen these Wall Street movies that have all of these people with so much money and that are really not necessarily the most moral people. And I think what's refreshing about our film is you're seeing it, you know, from a much more realistic point of view of what it's like to actually work there, be it man or woman, and that our lead, Anna Gunn, Naomi, has a strong moral code, which we haven't really seen in that world. And I think it's a very fresh perspective, regardless of gender, where we really explore, obviously, these gender issues, but we explore a lot that's never been seen on screen.
Haven't really seen a moral code in this world is a soft way of saying what I'm seeing all over online here. People are like, you know, take this cup away from me. Wall Street, we just don't want it. We just don't want it. But it is a story of more subtlety about it. At least if you want to go there at all, once you're there, there's something else going on here. It's not the old greed is good story.
Exactly.
There's a new twist on it in the new film, Equity. I want to thank all three of you for being with us today. Alicia Reiner, who helped to get this off the ground in the first place and plays a prosecuting attorney in Equity. Thank you for joining us today from San Diego, Alicia.
Thank you.
Mira Menon, who directs the film Equity in Culver City today. Mira, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And Candy Strait, executive producer, thanks so much for being with us from New Jersey, Candy.
Thank you, Tom.
Listeners, you can continue this conversation. Get the On Point podcast at our website, onpointradio.org. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. Thanks for joining us today. Have a great weekend. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.